赞美的旋律响起，我的心全然向你。当圣灵的恩膏满溢，我的灵不再封闭，
赞美的清泉如春雨不语，我心中的喜乐川流不息，赞美的音符如雪花飘逸，心中的乐调
冉冉升起。
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华弥勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天所要讲到的题目是灵将我举起，灵将我举起，这是出自于以西结书第三章第十二节，那时灵将我举起，我就听见在我身后有震动轰轰的声音，说从耶和华所在显出来的荣耀是该称颂的。这边讲到神是个灵，我们要 被神的灵所提升，才能听见神和我们说话的声音。神跟我们所在的领域是何等的不同，我们没有办法靠着自己能够听见神的声音。圣灵是神的气息，传达神的话语，把我们提升到一个层次，到一个灵里面的层次，能够听见神与我们说话的声音。不但借着文字，借着圣经，更是让我们亲自能够听到神跟我们说话。哈利路亚，这是圣灵来帮助我们，叫我们不是盲目的在那里行走，而知道前面的道路。往往我们何等无知，不知道我们何等的缺乏，何等的需要圣灵的帮助，使我们能够听见神的声音，使我们能够更多的来认识他。今天我们若认识知道需要圣灵的帮助，我们就不能过一个没有他的日子，因为圣灵来借着他的恩膏提升我们，使我们听见神与我们说话的声音。让我们一起来分享。
We were singing How Great Thou Art.
我们刚才在唱你真伟大。
That is a statement that doesn't say anything.
那句话没有说什么东西。
It's more like a question.
那比较像是一个问题。
We say it another way. How great are you?
我们也可以用另外一种方式来问说你有多么伟大。
And you couldn't have an answer for that.
这个你也回答不出来。
And so whoever wrote the song didn't have any answers.
所以不管是谁写了这首歌，他没有答案。
He just left it as a question.
他就把这个留下来当做一个问题。
I guess.He left it that way so that you can write your own in there. How big you think he is. How great you think he is.
我想他把歌写成那样子，好让你能够写下你自己的想法，认为你认为神有多大。
David didn't know how to answer it.
大卫不晓得怎么样回答。
But he did say, I see the stars.
但是他却是说，我看见星星。
And then the moon.
还有月亮。
And the things that your hands have made.
你手所造的工。
He didn't say how great you are, but he said how little I am.
他没有说你多伟大，但是他说了我是多么渺小。
How little I am.
我多么渺小。
I can't make a star.
我没有办法造星星。
Or a moon.
也没有办法造月亮。
Or a world.
或是照世界
or all the other things in it.
还有世界上的一切东西。
And the more he contemplated the greatness of God, the littler he got.
他越默想神的伟大，他就越感到自己的渺小。
So finally he said, well, God, what do you even look at us for? We're nothing.
终于他说，神啊，你为什么会眷顾我们呢？我们什么都不是，人算什么？
Worm.
是虫。
Or if you like, don't like that, the Bible calls us worms, but it also is a little better than that. It calls us sheep.
如果你不喜欢这样的话，那是圣经的讲法。不过有比较好的讲法，它称为我们是羊。
That helps our ego a little bit.
当然，这样子对我们的自我有一点点帮助。
But how great thou art!
但是你多么伟大！
And there is such a vast difference between us and him.
我们跟神之间的差别何等的巨大。
That we forget it most of the time.
我们大部分的时候都忘掉了这一点。
And we sort of think of God as a sort of a superman.
我们把神多多少少想成是超人。
We are men, but he is superman.
我们是人，但是神他是超人。
Or what is it? What they call her? Oh, yeah. Yes. You are women, but he is Wonder Woman.
或是别人说说好，你是女人，但是她是更奇妙的。
We like to put the man on the end of super.
我们喜欢把那个超级的后面加上的人。
And strange enough, he became man for us, didn't he?
很奇怪的，他为我们成为人。
He did become man.
他确实成为人。
But he didn't stay that way.
但是他没有一直那样子。
And I want to speak of the Holy Spirit again tonight.
今天晚上我要再一次来讲圣灵。
That wonderful emanation, that mysterious breath of God, it's called that in the Bible.
在他就是神奇妙的气息，由神很奇妙放射出来的，在圣经里面有讲到他是神的气息。
That invisible individual,
那个看不见的个体
，who comes forth from God and is God,
他从神那边出来，他是神。
To be a helper to us,
要成为我们的帮助者。
Because he knows we're so little,
因为他知道我们这么小
，and vulnerable.
会受伤害
and hurt easily,
很容易受伤
that we need lots of help.
我们需要很多的帮助
but we can understand that.
这个我们能够了解
because that's the way babies are, isn't it?
因为婴儿就是这样子的，对不对？
If you don't pretty well take care of a baby, it's not going to live very long.
如果你不把婴儿照顾得好好的，他没有办法活很久。
It is so vulnerable.
他很容易受伤
and so easily hurt.
很容易受到伤害
and so easily dies.
很容易死
and especially in the first weeks, first months,
特别是在第一个礼拜第一个月
mom has a full-time job.
做妈妈的有全时间的工作
being the helper that helps it into life.
因为妈妈是帮助她能够进到生命里面的人
and without that help, it would die.
若没有这个帮助，婴儿就会死掉。
And God knows that we need some help.
神知道我们需要帮助。
But when a baby grows a little bit more, it kind of resents that help.
但是当婴儿长大了一点的时候，他就不喜欢这种帮助了。
There comes a day it pushes a spoon out of mom's hand and says, "Let me do it."
有一天，他会把妈妈手中的汤匙给推开来说，让我来做。
And if mom feels in a good mood, she lets him do it.
如果妈妈心情好的话，就让孩子这样做。
And he proceeds to feed himself.
然后他就开始喂自己。
Inside and outside.
里面喂到里面，也喂到外面了。
Top side and bottom side.
喂到头上，也喂到底下了。
Sometimes a little bit gets inside.
有时候进到里面的就一点点。
He needs that help, but he resents the fact he needs it.
他需要那个帮助，但是他却很不喜欢这事实，就是他需要帮助。
And as time goes on, more and more and more, he has the attitude and idea of pushing that helping hand away.
随着时间过去，他越来越有那种想法，就是要把
The older he gets, the more he pushes it away.
那只帮助的手越来越推开，他年纪越大，他越把那只手给推开来。
And then, of course, it gets too far away, and suddenly there's a scream for help.
然后那手离得太远了，忽然他就会大喊一声求救了。
And dear mom comes running.
亲爱的妈妈就跑过来
，ready to help.
准备要帮助他。
It's a little bit like we are, isn't it?
这就有点像我们，对不对
？We want to be independent, but.It's hard to realize how much help we need.
我们想要独立，我们很难体认到我们需要的帮助有多少。
And that's the name that Jesus gave to the Holy Spirit, that he would be the helper when he came.
这就是耶稣给圣灵的名字，当他来的时候，他会是帮助者。
Because we need that helper so much.
因为我们非常需要这位帮助者。
There's a word in the book of Ezekiel.
在以西结书里面有一句话。
And in the second chapter,
以西结书第二章
third chapter, I believe.
第三章
Verse 12.
以西结书第三章第十二节 那时灵将我举起，我就听见在我身后有震动轰轰的声音说，从耶和华的所在显出来的荣耀是该称颂的。
Then the Spirit took me up.
然后那时候灵将我举起。
And I heard a voice.
我听见一个声音。
You know, we can't hear that voice unless the Spirit takes us up.
你知道，除非圣灵将我们举起，不然我们就听不到那个声音。
Unless the Spirit of God lifts us into another plane, we cannot hear that voice.
除非神的灵将我们提升到另外一个水平，不然我们就听不到那个声音。
President Clinton gave an address to the nation a few days ago.
克林顿总统几天以前他给全国演讲。
He spoke to all the citizens and people of the United States.
他对美国所有的市民演讲。
I couldn't hear it.
我听不到。
I didn't turn on my television.
我没有把我的电视打开。
I had nothing to lift me up into the plane where he was speaking.
我没有任何东西把我举起来到他在讲话的那个
层次。He was speaking in a plane beyond where my little human ears could reach.
他在讲话的那个层次是我人的耳朵没有办法听到的。
I couldn't hear him.
我听不到他。
He spoke loud enough.
他讲得够大声。
And tens of thousands of people heard him.
千千万万的人听见了。
But I didn't.
但是我没有。
It wasn't that I was too busy.
不是我太忙了。
It wasn't that I was deaf.
也不是我耳聋了。
Well, not very deaf.
不是聋得很厉害。
It was a fact I wasn't lifted up into the plane where he was speaking.
是事实是因为我没有被举起，被带到他在说话的那个层次里面。
He was speaking through the realm of a helper.
他是在透过帮助者的领域来说话。
But I wasn't listening in the realm of a helper.
但是我没有在那位帮助者的领域里面听。
He was speaking through that electronic power that lifted his voice up and spread it over the nation.
他是透过电力来讲话，然后让这个声音传播到全国。
But I wasn't in the same plane.
但是我不是在同样的层次水平里面。
I couldn't hear it.
我听不到。
You see, we can't hear the voice of God unless we're lifted up.
除非我们被举起了，不然我们就听不见神的声音。
That's what we call the anointing.
这就是我们所称的恩膏。
The anointing is when the Holy Spirit is lifting us up.
恩膏就是当圣灵把我们举起的时候。
And if he lifts us up, we can hear that voice.
若他把我们举起，我们就听得见那个声音。
Now, I could read the address of President Clinton a few days later.
我可以几天之后读克林顿总统的演说稿。
But I couldn't hear him speaking to me.
但是我没有办法听见他对我说话。
Because I wasn't lifted up.
因为我没有被举起。
I can read the Bible.
我可以读圣经。
Because somebody, in this case Ezekiel, Prophet Ezekiel,
因为某一个人在这个卷书就是以西结。
Way back there.
他在很久以前。
Was lifted up.
他被举起了。
Heard the voice of God.
他听见了神的声音。
Wrote it down.
把这写下来了。
And now I can read it.
现在我可以读了。
But I can't hear it.
但是我听不见。
I can't hear it.
我听不见。
And unless the same helper that helped him helps me and lifts me up, I can't hear it.
除非帮助他的那位帮助者来帮助我把我举起，不然我就听不见。
I can only read it.
我只能够读而已。
Have you ever telephoned a close friend or a loved one?
你是否曾经打电话给你的好朋友或是你所爱的人？
And you hear that voice?
你听到那个声音？
How much different is it than if you get a letter from that person?
这跟你收到那个人的信差别何等大。
It's so different.
很不一样的。
That voice somehow reaches into you.
那个声音就打到你的里面。
It's your mother or your son.
妈妈或是你的儿子。
Or your wife or your husband.
或是你的太太、丈夫。
And you hear that voice.
你听到那个声音。
And it quickens you.
就让你活过来了。
And you're lifted up.
你就被举起了。
And you have a joy.
你就很快乐。
You could hear him talking.
你听到他讲话了。
My son called me from Argentina this morning.
今天早上我儿子从阿根廷打电话给我。
He did not have to tell me who he was.
他不必告诉我他是谁。
I recognize the voice.
我认出他的声音。
I've heard from him for several months. He's been gone overseas to Spain.
我已经好几个月没有他的消息了。他到海外去到西班牙了。
Hi, Dad. I'm home now.
Hi, 爸爸，我现在回家了。
Oh, how nice.
真好。
Now someone told me that he was home already.
早就有人告诉我他已经到家了。
So I knew that.
所以我知道这一点。
But what a difference when I hear the voice.
但是当我听到声音的时候就不一样了。
How much better.
好得多。
How much warmer.
温暖得多。
How much more inspiring.
更让人受到鼓励。
And though I knew he was there,
虽然我知道他在那里,
I didn't know many of the details.
我不晓得很多的细节,
and I could ask questions.
我可以问问题,
and get some more answers.
我的问题也会得到答案,
and enjoy that voice-to-voice communication.
享受那个声音对声音的沟通,
but I had a helper.
但是我有一位帮助者,
we call a telephone.
就是我们所称的电话。
And that helper had to come from the skies.
这位帮助者必须从天上而来。
Oh, yes.
是的。
That voice, before it reached me, reached a satellite 25,000 miles up in the sky, and then came back down and came to me.
当这个声音达到我之前，他先到天上的一个人造卫星，是25,000米高的地方，然后呢，再降下来回到我这里。
A powerful helper.
那是一个很强有力的帮助者。
Talking to loved ones by the telephone when they didn't have any satellites.
我记得以前还没有人造卫星的时候，用电话跟亲爱的人讲话的时候。
But we did have radio.
但是那个时候我们有无线电。
And sometimes we couldn't hear; it would fade away.
有时候我们听不到那个声音就消失了。
And sometimes.I was shouting loud enough, I didn't need a helper, almost.
有时候我会喊得很大声，我几乎不需要帮助者了。
In fact, people in Argentina, when they call on the telephone, they shout because only recently has it been working very well.
事实上在阿根廷的人打电话的时候都要用大喊的，因为知道前不久他们的电话才弄得比较好。
They had a helper, but it wasn't a very good helper.
他们有帮助者，但不是很好的帮助者。
But now we have a strong helper.
但现在我们有一位有很强的帮助者。
And before the Holy Spirit came, once in a while people could hear from God.
在圣灵来到之前，人们偶尔能够听到神说话。
But the helper wasn't very strong.
但是那个时候帮助者还不是很强。
An angel came,
有时候天使来
and brought a message.
带来一个信息。
But what a difference when the Holy Spirit came.
但是当圣灵来的时候何等不一样。
He's a powerful helper.
他是强有力的帮助者。
But we can't hear that voice without him.
若没有他我们就听不见那个声音。
Some people hear voices in their head.
有的人他们的头脑里面听到声音。
Lots and lots, many, many, many people have told me, God told me this.
许许多人跟我说、哦、神告诉我这个。
I know he didn't.
我知道神没有说。
Because I know they don't know that voice or how to touch that voice.
因为我知道他们不认得那个声音，他们也不晓得怎么样去摸着那个声音。
Have you found that out, Sammy?
Sammy 牧师是不是也发现了这一点？
Oh, people have ideas, and they think this, and they think that thought, or they read this verse and say, "Oh, God spoke to me."
人们有一些想法，他们自己想到一些事情，然后他们就说哦，然后读一个经文说哦，神对我说话，不是这样子的。
Because you cannot hear that voice without the helper.
因为如果没有帮助者，你听不到那个声音的。
I don't care who you are.
我不管你是谁。
How educated you are.
你受了多少的教育。
How well you can read.
你看识字，你读书读得多好。
But you cannot hear that voice without a helper.
若没有帮助者，你就听不到那个声音。
Unless the anointing is working, you will read the words.
除非恩膏在你做，你能够读的字。
But you do not have the voice.
你有一封书信，但是你若没有恩膏的话，你就看不见，你就。
And that's one of the things so important that the Holy Spirit does and why we need him so much.
这就是圣灵做的事情之一，也就是为什么我们这么需要他。
Because it's only through him that we can have direct communication with God.
因为唯有借着圣灵，我们才能够跟神有直接的沟通。
Even way back there.
即使在很久之前。
Ezekiel was a mighty prophet.
以西结已经是一个很强的先知了。
But he couldn't hear the voice without the helper.
但是若没有帮助者，他就听不到神的声音。
He couldn't hear the voice until the Spirit lifted him up into another plane.
直到圣灵把他带到另外一个层次、另外一个高度的时候，不然他就听不到那个声音。
I mentioned the plane in which President Clinton spoke.
我刚才有讲到克林顿总统讲话的那个层次，或者说
高度。That's a powerful, marvelous electronic plane.
那是一个很强有力的、很了不起的电磁的层次。
It's here in the atmosphere right now.
现在就在空中。
We can't hear it.
我们听不见。
All kinds of music and all kinds of words are floating through this room. We don't
各种各样的话，各种各样的音乐都在这个房间里面飘动的，但是我们听不到。
Because we don't have a helper.
因为我们没有帮助者。
Turn on a radio and there it is.
你把收音机打开来，就在那里。
Without it, we can't.
若没有收音机的话，我们就没有办法。
There is another plane, the plane of the spirit.
有另外一个层次。
God is spirit.
就是圣灵的层次，神是灵。
God is not flesh.
神不是肉体。
God does not activate the sound waves in the air so our ears can pick it up.
不会使得空中的声波活动了，好让我们的耳朵来听到。
First of all, the Holy Spirit has to give us another set of ears.
首先，圣灵必须给我们另外一副耳朵。
Another kind of receiver. This isn't good enough.
另外一种接受器，我们的接受器不够好。
And even when you have those new ears,
即使当你有新的耳朵了
because when we're born again, we're given another set of ears.
因为当我们重生的时候，神就赐给我们一副新的耳朵。
I still can't hear until the Holy Spirit lifts me up.
我还是听不到，除非圣灵把我举起。
Even when I have a telephone,
即使我有电话
even when I have a television,
即使我有电视
unless there is an electronic power that moves into it and lifts it into itself, I cannot hear.
除非有电力把它举起来带到另外一个地方，不然的话我就听不到。
I can find by the finest television set and cost over $1,000.
我可以买最好的电视机，要1000多块的。
But when lightning puts electricity out, I don't hear anything.
但是当闪电来了，停电，我什么都听不到。
It still has to be lifted up, doesn't it?
它还是必须被举起，对不对？
It still needs the helper.
它还是需要帮助者。
You see, the fact is we cannot hear.
事实是我们听不见。
Not that we don't want to.
不是我们不想要听见。
We cannot.
我们没有办法。
We live in another plane.
我们活在另外一个水平。
We live in another level.
我们活在另外一个层次。
Our whole system is very limited.
我们整个的身体系统都非常有限。
Our eyes can see just a little bit.
我们的眼睛只看得到一点点。
We have a helper we call X-ray.
我们有一个帮助，我们称为 X 光。
Oh, it can see through things that we can't see through.
它能够看透一些东西是我们看不到的。
And we have to look for helpers, and we do look for helpers all around us.
我们必须去寻找帮助者，我们确实在我们的四周到处都在找帮助者。
And in the world of the spirit, we need the helper.
在灵的世界里面，在很多方面我们都需要帮助者。
Jesus said, I'm going to leave you. He was the helper.
耶稣说我要离开你们了，他是帮助者。
And he helped them many times.
耶稣许许多次都帮助了他们。
Remember, he helped them in the wedding when they ran out of wine.
记不记得当他们在婚宴上酒没有了，耶稣帮助了他们。
He helped them on the lake when the wind stopped them and they couldn't get where they wanted to go and he came and took them there.
当门徒在湖面上起了风，他们没有办法到他们的目的地的时候，耶稣就帮助了他们，让他们能够到那里。
Or when they were stuck in the desert with 5,000 people and didn't have anything to eat.
或是他们被困在旷野里面，有5000个人没有东西吃的时候。
He was a great helper.
耶稣是很大的帮助者。
But he said, I'm leaving now.
但是他说现在我要离开了。
But I'm going to pray the Father and he's going to send you another helper.
我要求父，他就会赐给你们另外一位帮助者。
And without that helper, our life is tremendously limited.
若没有这位帮助者，我们的生活就要受到很大的限制。